This message comes from NPR sponsor Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Wicked Little Letters, a new comedy starring Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley based on an outrageously true scandal. Wicked Little Letters is now playing only in theaters.
Black voters play a crucial role for any Democrat who seeks to win the White House, but some big divides amongst that bloc and some serious ambivalence could determine who is elected president this November. Listen now on the Code Switch podcast from NPR.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. There is a lovely late summer rain falling here outside of the Alt Latino World Headquarters satellite office in Silver Spring, Maryland, and I thought I'd share it with you because it's the perfect backdrop for the artist that I'm going to share with you this week. La Dama is a quartet of women musicians from four different Latin American countries: Brazil, Colombia, Venezuela, and New York City. And yes, I just declared New York City a Latin American country. La Dama's new album is called Oye Mujer, and it is the second chapter of what will most likely be a very long story of a group of women who make music that truly inspires. And we're starting the show off with their song Tierra Tiembla, but first, let's meet the members of the band.
Hello, I'm Sarah Lucas. I am in Brooklyn, New York, classical and electric guitar in La Dama.
Hi, everyone. We're so happy to be here. I'm Lara Claus. I'm from Recife, Brazil, but I'm currently living in Montreal in Canada. And I play drums and some percussion and sing and write in La Dama.
Hello, everyone. My name is Daniela Serna. I'm from Bogota, Colombia, and I'm living in Bogota, Colombia right now. I play tambor alegre in this band, which is a traditional instrument from the Caribbean coast in my country. And I also sing, rap, and write songs with La Dama.
Hello, everyone. Hola a todos. Mi nombre es María Fernanda González. I'm from Venezuela, Barquisimeto specifically. But actually, right now, I am in Canada, Normanville, Ontario. I play the bandola llanera, which is a traditional instrument from Venezuela and Colombia.
Okay, let's hear the rest of the song, Tierra Tiembla, from La Dama.
Tiembla, todo calienta. Mente abierta para poder sobrevivir. Tierra tiembla, todo calienta. Si se quema tu esencia, se quema el mundo.
Okay, let's jump right back into some music. Many of the songs on the album have deeper meanings in the stories that they tell. Let's talk about the song Inmigrante. Daniela?
Well, this song is one of the most easy songs that came through us, just because we were traveling and being on tour for us is like have the time to exchange idea about what is happening around our context, which is around each context, our families, our countries, just because the experience of the diaspora from Venezuela everywhere and migration in general is something that touched me deeply. And I wasn't an immigrant when I started to travel with La Dama. I was just a musician traveling. And the people assumed, just because I was from Venezuela, oh, poor this woman, oh, you're traveling with La Dama, you want to stay in this country, you should try. So we perceive like the immigrant always is a character in the story of the humanity, where the people assume that they are a synonym of sadness, synonym of poor people, synonym of people suffering. So we were trying to make a new statement about immigrants, to recognize them, how important are they in the process of being a better human beings, because an immigrant in different parts of the world represent intercultural translators. So we were saying how we can say something about them that the people can understand this is something that we have to celebrate. We start to say, el inmigrante es una persona que es valiente. They are brave. When we are singing this song, we say, inmigrante, valiente, caminante, which is in English is, inmigrante, the brave walker.
That was the track Inmigrante from the band La Dama from their new album Oye Mujer. Sarah Lucas, tell us about how four very talented musicians from four different countries came together to create this fantastic musical cooperative.
Well, we met in 2014 at a residency in California called One Beat. which brings musicians from around the world to create socially engaged projects and to compose music together. And when we met there in the beginning, there was a connection between Lara, Daniela, and Mafer immediately. And then Dani, Mafer, and I had written a song together, Confession, which ended up on our first record. And so between these two kind of incredibly organic connections of groupings, Maria had an idea where she wanted to bring all of us afterwards to her her town, Barquisimeto in Venezuela, and introduce us to the young people in her village. We spent the first year and a half after we did the residency raising $75,000 so that we could produce tours in all of our countries. First, we went to Brazil, then to Colombia, Venezuela, and ended in New York in the United States. And we spent 4 months doing that a year and a half after we first met.
Do you guys do a lot of this work yourselves? You know, the organizing, the fundraising. You guys also carry the designation of musician / teacher because you give workshops everywhere you go.
Yeah. Since the beginning, actually, I think, like Sara said, we went to each of our countries to do these workshops. And now we go to public schools in every country, which we try at least, but especially in the United States. Mm-hmm. And we went to Colombia the last time and we did the same. Schools and universities, and we have done residencies in universities. Not only playing, but sharing in different ways what we do as educators, talking about music industry, about our tradition, about how to use music as a tool of creation and of changing, of social changing. I think both sides are very, very important and very strong for us, the musical and the educational.
In fact, we have a really incredible thing coming up where we have partnered with Teach Rock. Felix, I don't know if you're familiar with Teach Rock. It's the educational part of the Rock and Roll Foundation created by Stevie Van Zandt. And we are in partnership with them to create curriculum that is going to be released in October. So it's a LADAMA-based curriculum based on our pedagogy and our skills and our knowledge, cultural knowledge of South America. They're lessons based in the cultures of South America. And that's really exciting.
Well, that's very exciting.
It's great because it's like we're doing videos and it's COVID and we think it's going to be an amazing resource for schools around the country for teachers to use in their classrooms.
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall of the meeting where you guys decided the name of the band. Were there multiple bottles of wine and conversations? I mean, like, well, how did you end up coming up with the name?
Well, that was between Maria and myself, and that actually happened on the road. And we were on the bus and we were, okay, let's play with the initials of our names. Dama, la, la, ma, da, no, la, dama. With cream, of course, we were like, oh my God, this is just perfect.
Great story, I love that. Okay, let's hear some music. I picked a track called Misterio.
That was our first single and it's also the first opening track of Oye Mujer. And it's a celebration of female sexuality. It was a song written by Maria and myself at the beginning. I was motivated by the idea of creating my own version of a reggaeton. Of course, Misterio is not a reggaeton, but you know, there's some aspects of reggaeton as a genre where, you know, you see bodies of women, not only in reggaeton, but in different musical genres to satisfy men's sexuality. So there was a desire in myself to create a song to satisfy, you know, our own desires. So of course, Misterio, it's about this. It's about female emancipation of our bodies. It's an invitation to explore our bodies and to embrace them diverse because there's no one ideal body at all, you know? And I believe it's important to, once again, use songs like Misterio as an educational tool to sing for future generation of women that are not gonna be oppressed by patriarchal ideas. So that's the kind of conversation we want to open with Misterio, with the essence of reggaeton, with a feminist perspective, but also with an essence of bolero.
ritmo fresco y me gusta el sabor de tu boca, como brisa de la mañana, como el aroma de la mar. Abre tu boca, ven y lame mi cosecha, prueba mi siembra, toca mi tierra.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and we're with the women from the band La Dama. Okay, one of the things I want to talk to you about, when you guys were here doing a Tiny Desk concert, you were literally on your way to Brazil to record the record. I remember that. So tell us about that process and what happened since the last time we saw you, because that was a while back.
Yeah, we did this record in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And I think it's also like a part of a dream we have that is record each record in a different country. So we spent 2 weeks in Rio at Cassin's studio. Cassin is the producer of the record. Alexandre Cassin from Rio. And there it was really important for us in Brazilian culture. We had the opportunity to use a lot of different Brazilian percussion. And the environment, the Brazilian environment, I think helped the record to sound the way it is.
I'm a solar wind.
This is called Solar Wind.
I move gases, little pieces filled with salt throughout a space. I'm Neptune. reflection on the sun, from the atmosphere of the planet, moving towards the universe. I was born from an explosion of the brightest comet in the sky. Just enough to give direction to the planet. I was born.
Before we go, because you guys are so spread out right now, how often do you guys get to connect like this? And you said pretty often because you're very busy right now. Tell us a little bit about what you're busy with, because there are no gigs. You can't perform anywhere. Nobody's touring. But you have a new record. So how are you able to promote the record in a way?
We've always lived in different countries. And so having Skype or WhatsApp or Zoom meetings or whatever is part of who we are. And that's never been an issue for us. But then collaborating and working together, we always did that when we were in person. And so we're really trying to redefine who we are as a band and as musicians that can continue to work together.
Okay, let's sneak in one more song. This is called Cada Uno.
Expresiones, pick up them sabas, lo ahora y no dudes más.
no dudes más. Cada uno de nosotros somos la expresión del todo.
Fer Bandola, Lara Klaus, Daniela Serna, and Sarah Lucas. Thank you all for joining Alt Latino. This has been so much fun. Every time I hang out with you guys, I have fun. So let's do it again real soon.
Yes, us too, Felix. So much. Muchas gracias. Felix.
Obrigada.
Gracias. Gracias, Felix.
It's warm down here. It's cold outside. We'll make a fire and we'll bring it from underground. We'll bring it from underground. I'm living underground. We're coming from underground.
You have been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you so much for listening. Please, please be careful out there. It's not over yet.
What is it to say to your brother? I don't have a dime for you, Lord. It's convenient not to see how you suffer. But your suffering's a part.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
It's a high-stakes election year, so it's not enough to just follow along. You need to understand what's happening so you are fully informed come November. Every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast, our political reporters break down important stories and backstories from the campaign trail so you understand why it matters to you. Listen to the NPR Politics Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.